When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Ron, from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Waking up this morning, what a sight to watch that bridge in Baltimore fall to pieces over and over and over again. Happened at 1:30 in the morning, and you probably heard by now, there was this cargo ship, huge cargo ship. It was almost 1,000 feet long. Tens of thousands of pounds, I think almost 100,000 pounds of cargo on it. And it smashed into the support structure of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is part of Interstate 695, an interstate beltway that goes around Baltimore. And it goes over the Patapsco River. The river blends into the Chesapeake Bay and then the Atlantic Ocean. So there's a lot of international cargo ships that use the port in Baltimore. In fact, it's the 17th busiest port in the country. And it's number one for importing cars and light trucks. 850,000 cars and light trucks came through the Baltimore port last year. It's called a roll-on, roll-off port, where they can roll things right off the ships and onto the platforms. It doesn't have to be lifted by crane. So a lot of car and truck shippers like to use Baltimore, and Baltimore is very close to tens of millions of people on the East Coast, short driving distance. So last year, Baltimore transported 52 million tons of foreign cargo worth $80 billion. It is a major port, and it's going to be closed for weeks, because the remnants of the bridge is just laying there, blocking the passageway. Now, there's six people that are still missing somewhere in the water. The casualties were construction workers. They were filling potholes in the middle of the night on the bridge when the cargo ship hit it. Two were rescued. Six others are missing and presumed dead. They saw cars in the water early on, and they thought maybe people had been driving across the bridge at that moment, but those were the parked cars that the construction workers were using. because the ship had sent out a Mayday signal, they were able to close the roadway. They didn't have a whole lot of time, but they blocked traffic coming in over the bridge, and that saved a lot of lives. Meantime, down below, the ship basically was out of control. It had lost power. It lost its navigation. It's lost its propulsion. You could see, if you watch the video, the lights are going on and off and on and off. There's smoke coming out the back. They haven't even boarded the ship yet, the investigators, because they don't want to get in the way of the search and rescue. So there's very little information other than what you could see with your own eyes and what little they've gotten from the crew. The crew is a foreign crew. It's a foreign ship owned by two companies from Singapore. And it's registered in Singapore. It's being leased by a Dutch shipping company called Maersk, which is one of the largest, if not the largest in the world. It's going to take years to rebuild the bridge. There are three major roadways that cross the water in the Baltimore metropolitan area. And that Francis Scott Key Bridge is one of them. So it's going to take a long time. I don't think maybe build a temporary bridge quickly. It was the third longest, what they call a continuous truss bridge, third longest in the world. And the way it's built gives a lot of room for ships to sail under it. But if one part of the bridge is damaged, then the whole bridge is going to go. And that's what happened here, because whoever was piloting the boat could not miss the support structure. There is a lot of space between the two main support structures in the water. And somehow this guy hit one of the two dead on, because he had a lot. But, you know, he says he couldn't control it. And you could see with the power going off. I don't know anything about shipping and boats and any of that stuff, but it seems like there would be a backup system that would kick in. I mean, how could there not be a backup system in the event of a power failure? That's just my uneducated, uninformed opinion. I think it's reasonable. You would think ships of that, they had tons of cargo. It was really heavy. And when it hit that bridge, why did it come down fast? I mean, it was kind of slow motion, and it was one chunk at a time. But if you timed all of it out, considering how long and how heavy the bridge was, relatively quickly. Pete Buttigieg is on the scene. Says it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be inexpensive. Thanks, Pete. So the big, the industries that are going to be hit the hardest, automakers and coal producers, because that was the best destination in the United States for those particular industries because of the location and the type, and the type of port Baltimore is. There have been some stories about gas prices again. And I am going to call up, if you just bear with me a second, I'm going to go to AAA here to give you the latest gas prices around the country.
I filled up yesterday. I was so angry at the gas station. I couldn't believe it.
I read a Los Angeles Times editorial, and maybe I'll read it in the next segment. And it was the most enraging and disgusting piece of trash you could imagine. And I have tried to wean myself off reading this stuff or talking about it on the air, because I think we all realize that those are crazy people. However, the policy in California is the same as what these crazy people at the Times believes in. So to read the thoughts of an insane editorial writer is to read Gavin Newsom's thoughts, assuming that he has thoughts. But they are still blaming the price of gas, which in my neighborhood is $5.09 a gallon. Just, you know, for the basic gas. They're still blaming it on the oil companies' price gouging. They won't let that go. They've been doing this for years. And I'm calling up the, here's the.
I paid $4.89 this morning.
All right, the current average is $3.53 in the country. So you're paying $4.89. I'm $5.09. Deborah, what are you?
Mine was just about five. It was just about five. $4.97.
Yeah. Well, all right. Across the country, it's $3.53. So we're talking, it's rounded off, about $1.50 difference. And the idiots at the Los Angeles Times editorial board are lying to people. And telling you it's the oil companies. And they never explain why is it that the oil companies only want to gouge people in California. And the Times actually let their readers comment. They rarely do anymore, but there was a comment section for this story, and that's what some people are asking. Then why? Let's see if a story is done on this. Why the other 49 states are not getting gouged by the oil companies? How could that possibly be? If they are so evil, if they are so greedy, if they're so psychotic about making money, then why only in California do they abuse us with their... And the answer to that is because it's the state's fault. We've got $1.25 worth of taxes in this state, and no other state has that. It's simple. End of story. Let me see if I can get to this. I'll get to the state prices in the next segment. But Richard Lapsley wrote a rebuttal to the LA Times editorial, and I want to read part of it. And state and local governments collected $1.24 in taxes, 27% of the total cost of a gallon of gas goes to state and local taxes, 27%. Then there's another 18 cents that goes to federal taxes. So out of the price that you pay, $1.42 is taxes. And by the way, as he points out, these aren't industry talking points. This is not from an oil company propaganda commission. These are the facts from the California Energy Commission. They have tracked and monitored for 20 plus years gas prices in California. So this is the government. This is Newsom's government telling us that it's $1.24 in state and local taxes, a 58 cents excise tax, 12 cents for a low carbon fuel standard tax, 54 cents for that cap and trade tax. And some of that money's going for high speed rail. 10 cents for state and local sales taxes, 2 cents for underground storage fee. And again, no other states have this stuff. Now, I guess we could spend many hours with Newsom justifying why these taxes are necessary. But the liars at the El Segundo Times editorial board deny that it's the taxes that create the price differential. Well, it has to be. If you have $1.24 a gallon in taxes, and no other state is even close. Plus, we have a ridiculously low number of refineries in California, and we have to import all our gas from somewhere else. It's just, I'll give you more from Lapsley's column, and I'm going to find that at LA Times editorial too. But I was just absolutely infuriated. And we'll go through the state by state averages too.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ron, from 1 until 4. Nothing gets me boiling more than that propaganda rag, the El Segundo Times, and their relentless lies that they put out. Let's start, and I'm talking about the gas price stories. Let's start with facts here. California, and I have the right page. This is every state gas prices for regular. California, number one at $5 a gallon. Or actually $4.99. Can we round it up to five?
Yes, let's do it.
Round it up to five. Next closest state is Hawaii, 30 cents behind at $4.70. Now, let's go to the top of the list. The cheapest gas is in Colorado, $3.06, almost two full dollars less than California. Mississippi, $3.09. Texas, $3.17, as is Kansas and Louisiana. And Arkansas is $3.18. And Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Oklahoma, $3.19. And then New Mexico, $3.24. And Wyoming, $3.25. And New Hampshire, $3.26. You get the idea. Nobody's close to us. Nobody's within 30 cents. Hawaii's at $4.69, but Hawaii's thousands of miles out in the ocean. It's probably a transportation surcharge. All right, so the LA Times runs a story. Ready for spring break travel? LA County gas prices top $5 a gallon. What's contributing to these higher prices? Well, crude oil prices typically rise at this time of year and have reached more than $80 per barrel, which filters down to the retail level where drivers buy their gas. There's also increased demand from drivers. And I'm looking at this saying, well, wait a second. All the states are enjoying spring break. All the states are affected by the worldwide crude oil price market. All the states are dealing with increased demand from drivers. It's getting warmer all over. But this is what they do here. Why is the price going up in California? Now, here's this infamous editorial. And I'm telling you, if there wasn't a First Amendment, the LA Times should be padlocked and sold for scrapped. Because, yes, you're allowed to print anything you want and say anything you want, but the rest of us have to point out the big stinking lies that the LA Times sells. And I don't know who wrote this editorial, because it's always written by the Times editorial board, so it makes it anonymous, and you don't know which weasel has written it. I mean, it looks like there's about a dozen weasels on the editorial board, and so they hide behind that. They say that there's a lot of advertising going on, that the oil company is paying for this campaign about why is our gas expensive. And it directs you, the oil companies are directing you to a website that complains about government taxes and fees. The oil industry says it's unfairly blamed for high gas prices. Its ads are an effort to get the facts out. But the facts are curated to mislead and exploit cash-strapped Californians' economic anxieties and to undermine environment and consumer-friendly policies. The facts are that the gas is $2 more expensive here than other states. The oil companies sell gas in all 50 states. How could they be gouging only California and they won't gouge the rest of the country? Even the second highest state is only gouged 30 cents less. And that's where you go to Robert Lapsley's rebuttal column in the LA Daily News. According to the Energy Commission, because we have a special gas every year, that adds 15 cents to the gallon sold in California. CARB is also going to make demands that will increase the price another 47 cents. This program could eventually cost you an extra $1.83 a gallon on top of what it's already going for. These are all environmental surcharges, not accounting for inflation, not accounting for all the taxes and fees that are already the highest in the nation. And by the way, remember, we're paying double for electricity than anyone else in the country. So we're paying double for electricity. We're paying $2 a gallon more for gas than Colorado. And according to the latest study that I saw that was published, our greenhouse gas emissions went up in the most recent year they studied. It actually went up. So all this money, and they're not even lowering the greenhouse gases. Robert Lapsley writes, after he goes through all the taxes, how do the governor and editorial writers at the Times justify this? Gasoline taxes are one of the most regressive taxes in the state. That means it affects the poor and middle class much, much more than the wealthy. To offset this fact, the governor of the legislature argued that the money goes to pay for environmental programs. What environmental programs? And if you're actually increasing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, then maybe all your programs are fake? Or they failed? What's the daily benefit here? You're asking people to pay $2 a gallon? You have a 20-gallon tank. That's $40 a week. That's $2,000 a year. What are they getting out of this? No, it's just, it's a ripoff. Anyway, the Times is claiming that the gas prices are high because the oil companies are gouging you. Well, which is it? Is it for the environmental programs or because the oil companies are gouging? They led with oil companies gouging. But the oil companies are not gouging the other 49 states. I don't know. That newspaper, it's not a newspaper. It's just an absolute disaster. It's a public relations propaganda rag for progressive insanity.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on Demand. It's the podcast, and you could listen to whatever you missed. Conway coming up here. Is Conway coming on today? I was fooled yesterday. Mark Thompson walked in. Well, somebody will come. Somebody better come, because I'm not sticking around. Diddy. I know some people like worship guys like this, but when he first became popular, I thought Puff Daddy was like the stupidest name I'd ever heard in my life. It's like a grown man calling himself Puff Daddy. And then there's like great meaning when he changed it to P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Right? And then he dropped the P and it became Diddy.
Right.
You know, and you'd see like 11 million Entertainment Tonight style reports about Puff Daddy is now P. Diddy. P. Diddy is now Diddy. Okay. Diddy. How about Duty? He's in a lot of Duty. And now I saw a headline. It was like Diddy breaks his silence. I just found it in the Daily Mail.
It's the lawyer.
Yeah, it's the lawyer. So it's not Diddy breaking the silence. Like, can you imagine if you were accused of the things he's being accused of and you were completely innocent? It was entirely made up. Would you send your lawyer out there? This is always a great test. When you're accused of something and your first reaction is to get a lawyer to act indignant, odds are you're really guilty. That's just a rule of life. Because if I'm completely innocent, why am I going to waste money on an attorney? I haven't even been charged yet.
He's not worried about money.
That's true. But why not lay it straight? You know, it's like the Ohtani situation. Just lay it out straight. How did your interpreter find $4.5 million in your account and you didn't notice? That's a great story. I mean, and that's the most benign story from Ohtani's point of view, is that he didn't gamble, he didn't pay off the debt, he just didn't know what was going on. I don't know. You could admit to that, right? That's not a crime. But and when you don't admit to that, makes me think, well, maybe there's something more to the story. Anyway, back to Diddy. Well, through his attorney, Aaron Dyer, Diddy and Dyer. Diddy says he's the victim of a witch hunt. And he's angry about the cops cuffing his son. He's angry about the military level force used against him. That did look like a military invasion.
Did.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what were they expecting in return, right? You don't go in. They were dressed in their camouflage uniforms. They looked exactly like the U.S. Army, you know, storming Baghdad in the Iraq War. All right, here's Dyer speaking. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Well, you know, that's interesting. I always read these things very carefully. The Bill Clinton era taught me that. The parsing of words by attorneys. And what it doesn't say here is that there was no reason for the search warrants. Because when you're from Homeland Security and you go to a judge, you have to have probable cause. And even more so when your target is really famous and you're going to be using, it looked like an entire battalion of military personnel. I know they were Homeland Security investigative agents and law enforcement, but it looked like you'd had half the U.S. Army showed up. I mean, they had three Bearcats. What were they expecting? Were they expecting that Diddy was going to be hiding inside his house and he had, you know, 100 members of his entourage and they all had machine guns and they were all going to be firing their machine guns? And his son's being handcuffed. That's what they do. When Homeland Security or the FBI, whoever in the feds, they come over the house, everybody's going to be neutralized for a while. All right. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. And he was seen speaking to custom agents at an airport in Miami. And he was seen pacing around. Now, the attorney went on to say this unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs. Well, it's not a rush to judgment. It's probable cause to get a search warrant and execute the search warrant. That's not a rush. See, that's the Johnny Cochran phrase, rush to judgment. No. Rush to judgment is if somehow they had a quickie trial, you know, by tomorrow afternoon and he got convicted. That's a rush to judgment. But what happens if you don't storm the premises? First of all, you're either expecting a lot of blowback, which I think is not unreasonable to expect. And secondly, you have to grab the evidence before everything's deleted, flushed down the toilet. You gotta get it by surprise. And because it's a huge mansion, you need a lot of personnel. They've got to search every room, every computer, every phone, every drawer, crawl spaces in the attic, closets, fake doors, go through clothing. Who knows where you're going to find stuff? I mean, when they stormed Bob Menendez's home, the senator in New Jersey, the corrupt senator, you know, they found gold bars in his suit jackets. Anyway, Dyer says it's nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. Well, those civil lawsuits, there's a whopper of charges. And by the way, Diddy's paid off. He paid off his longtime girlfriend within 24 hours. So, again, if it was nothing.
What do you think they would have found in discovery of that case?
Yeah. What makes you settle in 24 hours? Oh, my God. Hey, you got that clip of the neighbor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Play cut number three. This guy lives 5 minutes from Diddy's home.
I've seen black Suburbans, Uber drivers, private drivers between the times around 1 to 3 a.m., sometimes it's late, little bit later and early in the morning. It carries over. But I've seen girls get out of the car, swimsuits, swimwear, bathing suits sometimes after the club. They could have been at the club, I thought, maybe coming to after party or whatever. And I never thought anything of it. But now, obviously, since allegations are happening that Diddy was doing this trafficking thing, now I know what was happening at the house.
Have you yourself seen Diddy with these girls?
I've never seen Diddy. I've seen other men outside. I've seen a lot of probably 8 to 10 girls outside before, but never actually him.
So during the weekends, what is the party scene like at his house?
I've been here one Saturday or a month ago, and it's been Suburban up and down the street, dropping off people. So it could have been a normal party. Yeah.
These are obviously very nice, huge, fancy homes. Typically, what is it like here?
It's parties. I mean, people throw parties all the time, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, just about the whole week, to be honest. I come here in Beverly Hills on a Tuesday night. There's going to be a 2 a.m. party going on until 5 a.m. So it's not really unexpected. It's just this outcome of this party turned out for the worst.
The fact that there were several raids going on at the same time in his other properties, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it was clearly a big deal. It's really a huge deal to all of the police departments everywhere in the world. I don't blame him. I mean, it's very not respectful towards women. And it's good that they're raising awareness for this cause.
All right. Here's just a little taste of the civil lawsuits against him, which may have triggered the searches. There is one involving an unnamed woman who says she and her two friends were sexually assaulted when she was 17. Diddy and his two friends supplied the woman with a lot of drugs and alcohol, and Diddy and his two pals are accused of taking turns violently raping the teenager as she drifted in and out of consciousness, leaving her in so much pain that she could barely stand or remember how she got home. And she put this in her legal complaint. She suffered in silence for 20 years until Combs's former girlfriend, an R&B singer named Cassie, and Combs was her mentor and boyfriend, and she had sued, claiming Combs subjected her to savage beatings, drug-addled hotel orgies, and rape. Combs denied the claims, but that was the 24-hour settlement. So if there weren't savage beatings and there weren't drug-addled hotel orgies and there wasn't rape, How can you settle that in 24 hours? And then this other girl comes forward, and there's actually a number of these lawsuits. We'll talk more when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You may have heard in the news all afternoon that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his vice presidential running mate. And odds are, unless you're in the tech industry or hyper involved in politics, you've never heard of her. She's a tech entrepreneur and an attorney. Nicole Shanahan. She's 38 years old, very attractive woman, very smart. Kennedy, in introducing her, praised her insight into how big tech uses AI to manipulate the public. And that she's going to be a partner on a number of policy areas, including on securing the border. Well, if they push that, they're going to get some votes. Now, she used to be married to one of the Google co-founders, Sergey Brin. And the story is that that marriage ended after there were reports that she had an affair with Elon Musk. Now, Shanahan and Musk deny that. She has a daughter from her marriage with Brin. But if she's able to entertain Sergey Brin and Elon Musk, she must be extremely smart. After she got divorced, she met another tech entrepreneur named Jacob Strumwasser, who works for a Bitcoin software company. They haven't gotten married, but they participated in a love ceremony last year. I've never heard of that. What do you do at a love ceremony? Well, maybe you don't want to see that. She's really wealthy. And she grew up in Oakland. She's been a lifelong Democrat. She's always donated money to left-wing causes. And but Kennedy is obviously normally a left-wing Kennedy, right? But he's picked some issues that carve down the middle. Like, you know, doing something about the border. He's a big vaccine skeptic. In fact, if there's only one thing you know about Kennedy, it's probably that he's been very critical and skeptical of the vaccines. And that's attracted a lot of support. He gets in double digits in most polls, both in state-by-state polling and also national polls. And generally, and you know, polls are often inaccurate, they think he takes more from Biden than Trump. He gets some Trump people, but he gets more Biden people, Democrats who are traditionally attracted to that Kennedy name. In fact, whenever I see polling done, and let's say, you know, Biden and Trump are dead even or within a point or two of each other. Let's say Trump's up by 2 in a poll. He'll be up by 5 if you put Robert Kennedy in there. And then there's a couple of other independent candidates or third party candidates who will take votes from Biden. Jill Stein from the Green Party. There's also a black professor named Cornel West. He gets a percent or two. And it mostly takes away from Biden. So Biden's team has a whole unit devoted towards smearing Robert Kennedy and the others. In fact, you're going to probably see a lot of negative press on Robert Kennedy. He is either going to run as an independent and get on the ballot in most, if not all, states, or he might. They've given him an invitation to be on the Libertarian ballot, and the Libertarian Party has almost automatic access to all 50 states to get on the ballot everywhere. So if he decides to go with the Libertarians, and he can if he wants, then he doesn't have to go through the trouble of individually qualifying in each state, which is tedious and also costs a lot of money. And he wanted to get a head start and announce his vice presidential candidate. And she's extremely articulate. She's very smart. I think Robert Kennedy is going to put her front and center during the campaign because he's still sounding like Billy Goat, whatever voice problem he has. That's not, he's gotten some treatment for it. He's got some kind of spasming of his vocal cords. Oh, Conway's here.
Hey now, lots going on. A buddy of mine sent me that bridge collapse last night, a guy named David Mosikin. So we were on top of that. And you know, when you see news like that nowadays, your first instinct is it's fake. You know, like, oh, how could a bridge that big collapse like that being right. hit by a ship? And so now, you know, in the old days when you'd see a video, you're like, okay, that's true. That had to happen. Now when you see something, you do your own research to find out if it's true.
Could be artificial intelligence.
That's right. Yeah. And so you got to go, you know, through Twitter. You got to go through Facebook or Instagram and find out.
There is nothing I trust at first.
I'm the same way.
No article, no picture, no news. Everything, I go to multiple sources.
You know, there's a poll, an international poll, not just a national poll, but international. And they said the only trusted news source on a 365 day basis, every single day, KFI 4 to 7 p.m. Isn't that wild?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I always check on anything you do.
Isn't that crazy, well, though, that they would have all that
is crazy.
High opinion?
You know what? I've got to double check that. I don't trust that story.
Just trust me on this one.
All right.
Yeah, just me on this one. We have a pretty good show. We got Andy Field coming on. He's an ABC correspondent about the container ship. And then Steve Gregory with the P. Diddy Combs. Is it Diddy Combs or P. Diddy?
I think they are officially going with Diddy.
Diddy?
Over time, you had your choice of Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, or you could call him Sean Combs.
Yeah, but he is the benefactor of this bridge going down because... This Diddy story would have been the lead story all day long if it wasn't for that bridge collapsing.
I think Diddy's going to make a comeback, though.
There's
a lot there.
All right. But I think where he made his mistake, obviously, you know, if he's done anything wrong, that's horrible. But he was a big Joe Biden supporter back in 2016. He was a big Obama supporter after that or before that. But then recently he came out and said he doesn't necessarily support the Democrats. They got to earn his vote. And man, 3 weeks later, they jump on him.
Now, is that right?
Yeah, that's a true story.
I got to check on
that. Go check on that. Okay. Yeah. He was with Charlemagne the God. And he said, I'm putting together a network and we're not going to vote for Republicans or Democrats unless they can do something for us. And then bang, 3 weeks later, they arrest him and his kids and the house and everything. Got to be careful going after the government.
All right. Conway.
That's my dig dog.
Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.